You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Well, it's so good to be with you in church this morning. It's good to be back from holidays. Did anyone notice I was gone? A couple of people. It was great to have the month of January just to be refreshed and restored. Before we get into our message today is called By Faith, but before we get into it, I just want to take a moment to locate us as a church. I think it's really important that to remind us that we're not simply attending a church service every week. If that was the extent of our interaction with being part of a faith community, that would be sad, if that was the extent. And we are a living, thriving expression of the body of Christ. And the body, amen, it's called to grow, it's called to refine, it's called to mature, amen? And I don't want to waste my words today. I'll be as precise and exact as I can be today with what I say. You know, one of the key responsibilities that I and the elders of the church carry is to be seeking God, listening, and making sure that we, Gateway, are found in the right season and to be ready to move into a new season that God is calling us into. It's a responsibility that we don't take lightly. And 3/4 of the way through 2024, it was evident that we were completing one season and getting ready to embark on a new, fresh season. And I don't know about you, but I want to be where He wants us to be. Anybody else? To do what He is calling us to do. One of the things that confirmed that this new season was coming was the vigor in which we, the church, responded with our hearts and our souls for our first commitment to expansion. I don't know about you, but if you've been following along, it's like a little bit overwhelming about how all of us together at the same time have gone, this is where we need to be as a church. I'm putting my stake in the sand. That's it. I'm committed. You know, you've responded with a resounding yes to reach our community, a resounding yes to take care of our facilities by paying them off and looking after what God has already given to us, a resounding commitment to extend the kingdom of God by reaching people with the good news of Jesus Christ. That, for me, flagged a moment where it's like the season is shifting. You know, quite literally, our year of expand and enlarge in 2024 was a season where we were being prepared to grow in our faith and be ready for the expansion that God is leading us into. You know, our faith was enlarged to believe for God's provision, for His vision. Our faith was enlarged to gather together in unity, see the kingdom of God advance and God's purposes be made known for Gateway, for those things to be seen, that the unseen would be seen, amen. And so this leads us into our new season and our new series as a church as well. You know, today's message is called By Faith. Some of you are like, "What? Why did you take that time to locate us?" Well, at the beginning of March, we've got our first Vision Sunday for a very long time. We had a Declaration Sunday season for a while because God needed to get some things in order within us and within our church. Now it's the season of vision, amen. God's doing great things within us. It's time. We're getting ready. By faith. Let us be reminded today what faith is. You know, you may have been in church a long time. You hear the word faith bandied around a bit, and maybe you've used the word yourself. I think it's really important for us to know what the word means biblically, what the word means. Maybe you've had this understanding that faith means that you cross this finger on this hand and then you cross that one behind your back, and you're like, God, if it's your will. Let's have a look at what faith means from the Bible, amen. Hebrews 11. Verse 1 says this, now faith is Now we walk into what it actually means. Confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Let's break it down a little bit further. Faith is confidence in what we hope for, assurance about what we do not see. Now, what is it that we're hoping for? What is this confidence that's in our hearts? What we hope for are these types of things. The promises of God would come to pass. To be in the perfect will of God. Is anyone else hoping with confidence in their heart for that? To see what can't yet be seen become reality. For family, for friends, our region, our nation to come to faith in Christ. There is an eternal confidence in me and a hope that God is going to bring these things to pass. That the impossible would become possible. Now, for all of these things and more, we need to grow into having a deep assurance that the unseen can be seen. Not in our own ability, not in our own strength, but by God's power moving. Amen. You know, I love this first by faith in Hebrews 11:3. It gives us an understanding of how to interpret and how to understand that we're called to activate our faith. I would say it's a baseline of faith. Now, I would think it's unfair that you can't be expected to believe something or for something so big without understanding how faith works. Hebrews 11:3 says this, by faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. What does he do in this moment? What does this scripture do in this moment? It takes us back to Genesis 1, where it all began, where it all started. God is the author and perfecter of faith. He used it first. Amen. Here we go. Genesis 1. Starting in verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Just ponder it for a moment. The earth was formless and empty. There was nothing but darkness and the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. Even before faith existed, God was performing miracles and accomplishing the impossible. When he speaks, miracles happen. When he speaks into your circumstances, promises are born. See, we look to the one who spoke creation. We look to the one who spoke light into being. The outcome of our faith happens, amen, when we have confidence of what we hope for and assurance of what is yet to be seen. When God speaks, when God moves, miracles happen. You know, sometimes I think we have this understanding of faith. It's like, I need to make this happen. No, we need to have faith in the one who spoke the promises into being. Do we join our action with him? Absolutely, we join our action with him. See, where do we come into the plan? See, activating our faith happens when God speaks to our hearts. We have a moment in time to either choose to believe it, but oh, that's too hard. We get to activate our faith when our behavior, our words, what we think lines up with what he has spoken. A quick poll this morning. Who would say that you have faith? On the count of three, hands up. One, two, three. Awesome. Awesome. I'm so glad that you say that you have faith. I want to encourage all of us to understand this. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you have faith. It's what it says in Ephesians 2 verse 8. For it's by grace that you've been saved. It's the unmerited favor that God has for you through Jesus Christ. But it's for by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it's a gift from God. If you know Jesus to be saved, you had to activate faith. Maybe some of you are like, I need to get faith, I need to grow in faith. You already have it. It may be in a smaller form right now, but you have it because you had to use it to accept the righteousness, the holiness that Jesus gave to you. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says this, and without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. To be saved, you had to use faith. I'm encouraging you with this today. It's like, oh, I need more faith. I need bigger faith. You've already got some. Let's start to activate it together. Amen. You had to choose to confidently believe that the promise, Jesus, was sent by God the Father to save you from the grip of sin, to set you free to be a new person. You can't see it, but you know it in your heart. You can't see it, but you know it in your heart. By faith, you were made righteous. By faith, this is your assurance. See, I want to encourage us that faith is given to be exercised. Who loves exercise? Let me tell you, the hand count was nowhere near as high as the faith count. See, when we exercise our faith, we develop our relationship with him. We're refined by him, and we join with him to accomplish his mission. Let's jump into the book of James for a moment. It says this, in the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. Faith's good. Faith's wonderful. It's biblical. But it must be joined with action. It must be exercised. Let's read this in context, starting from verse 14. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. We are called biblically to activate our faith, to do something with the faith that God has given us. The example that James uses is Abraham. Verse 21, it says, wasn't it our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You know, Abraham had many, many promises. Many promises. Like a ton of promises that are just, you read them, it's like, that is like overwhelming. How could one person have that many promises? Promises that he'd be the father of nations. Promises that the world over would be descendants of him. It's like mind-blowing. But the truth is, when God came to him with those promises, if he just like sat in his recliner, tipped the handle, said, I can't wait for that to happen. Like, we're talking about an old man. An old man who had to get up out of his house, had to walk up a mountain, had to prepare a space for an altar, and do the most unthinkable thing. Didn't go down too well with his wife, by the way. But he was prepared to exercise his faith for the promises to come to pass. I want to encourage you. Let's begin to exercise our faith more than we even have before as we believe for the promises to come to pass within our church, within our families, within our city. Amen. Verse 26 says this, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. What's James saying? Don't just let your faith sit there. Do something wonderful with it. Let it be alive. Let it bring life to the people around you. Let it bring life to your family. Let it bring life to the person sitting next to you right now. It's not saying that you have to work for your salvation. That's not what it's saying. Often I've heard that misinterpreted. You may have heard someone say, well, if you're not doing works for the Lord, brother, you're not going to make it to heaven. That is 100% not biblical. It's saying your faith should cause you to be alive and active in the body of Christ. That's what it's saying. Abraham heard God speak. Heard the directions, got the prophecy, got the promise, rose to his feet and walked towards the promise. This is the encouragement for every single one of us. Faith and action has outcomes. And so this is our season that we're stepping into right now of activated faith. We're already doing it, amen. Does anyone feel that? Is anyone awake this morning? Come on, church. Does anyone sense that we're in this fresh new season and it's exciting and it's life-giving? See, our faith should move us to action. Confidence in the promises that God has for us and assurance that God will make it seen reality. See, we join God in seeing his promises come to pass. What you were, who you were, must not dictate what you believe that God has called you to do right now. That's the old self. This is the new self that you've been clothed in Christ. Amen. By faith, we were saved. By faith, we believe. By faith, we are confident that God's promises will come to pass and be made reality. By faith, the same faith that the ancients walked in is the same faith that we walk in. Faith is a state of being and doing. Amen. Let's look at some of the by faith and action stories out of Hebrews 4. I love this. Hebrews 11, 4. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks even though he is dead. Still speaking out of the word of God today. Such faith as he came to God and said, God, I'm bringing you this offering. And God saw his offering and saw his heart, saw his actions. Like, I count you as righteous. I count you as righteous. But by faith, may our lives still speak of our heart and soul commitment to God's kingdom even after we're gone. May the generations to come look back at us and go, they moved by faith. Their actions and their deeds and their faith speaks loud to us today. We are in the promises that they walk towards because they moved by faith. Hebrews 11:13 says this, all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they'd been thinking of the country they had left, they'd have had the opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Everything we do is for the kingdom of God. And we want to bring as many people on the journey as possible. What does that mean? We want the kingdom of heaven to be full of the souls of our brothers and our sisters and our neighbors. Amen. So therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Whether we see it, whether we gift it to the generations to come, may we be active for the promises. May we be active for the promises. Let's not look back to where we were, how it was. I am longing for the perfect will of God for us. Are you longing for the perfect will of God for us? I'm looking forward to all he has prepared for us now and in glory. I want to share my own by faith story with you this morning. A long time ago, myself and Amy, we were believing to have a house to live in that was ours, or the bank's, to pay off. Amen. we had faith that God could do it, even though the path to the promise was unseen. And God had brought the right people around us. He brought the right finance broker around us. Literally, this individual, not a Christian, not a follower of God, but God grabbed him and put him in front of us to open up the path to be seen. Does it mean that the whole process was really easy? Oh no. It wasn't easy. So what do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, there were some sacrifices to make. Sometimes when you step out in faith, there's some sacrifices to make. You know, we still wanted to keep giving our tithes and our offerings. It's like, that's a non-negotiable. It's like, we want to be part of the church and supporting God's kingdom. So there was an action that we had to take as a family to see the promises come to pass. We had faith, but there was some action that needed to happen. For many months, some of you are familiar with what I'm about to say, for many months, we lived next to a train line. Like almost on it. The sleep deprivation was wild. The challenge to keep living by faith was excruciating. Our faith and our sanity was tested. And every step of the way, God came through and made a way that was not yet seen. It should never in the natural have been able to work out. But by faith. By faith. By faith and sacrificial action, God made a way. See, many of you can insert your own faith story into the one that I've just talked about. I want to encourage you, if you're in the middle of that faith trial, don't give up. Don't surrender. Keep going through it. Don't circle back to it. Keep going through it. Keep believing with confidence and assurance that unseen things will be seen. I'm believing it with you today. James 1, 2-4 says this. Just in case any of you are wondering if anything I just said has any biblical relevance whatsoever. My brothers and sisters, you will have many kinds of trouble, but this gives you a reason to be very happy. You with me? Gives you a reason to be really, really happy. You know that when your faith is tested, you learn to be patient in suffering. If you let that patience work in you, the end result will be good. You'll be mature and complete. You'll be all that God wants you to be. Persevering in the middle of those moments when your faith is tested. I have confidence, I have assurance, but this is hard. Amen. It's a journey that every single one of us has to take. Let it bring happiness to your heart that you're exactly where God wants you to be, because on the other side of it is a victory. On the other side of it is the breakthrough. On the other side of it is the very thing, the promise that he's put in your heart that you're believing for is on the other side of it. See, this is inspiration for you as we launch into a new season. Will there be troubling and difficult times? Absolutely, there will be. Doesn't mean that God has forsaken us. It means we're in the middle of our faith being tested. Do you really believe in my promises, brothers and sisters? Do you really believe in the promises that I've got for your family, for your church, for your workplace, for your business? Persevere in the middle. Persevere in your faith in the middle. New seasons can be challenging. As God reveals new promises to launch into, it will get testing. Testing our faith as we're stretched. But by faith, the end result is a deep work in every single one of us that forms us to be mature and complete as individuals, as a church, as our families. Amen. This is a promise to be confident in by faith. Just as we're coming towards the end this morning, you know, I already mentioned how last year we joined our faith last year to believe that God could use us to bring expansion to our community, for kingdom impact, to our finances. God has already revealed what was unseen, and you've been a part of it. You've been a part of it. I want to encourage us as we dig into this faith moment. It's time to dream for what's next. It's time to dream for what's next. It's time to see what is currently unseen. It's time to have confidence that God will deliver on His promises for our church, for your family, for the unseen and the unknown to be seen and known. You know, this coming year, let it be known, we are rallying together to believe for the impossible to be seen. I'm putting it out there. I'm not keeping it in my heart this morning. I'm putting it out there for every single one of us. Let faith rise by faith. So on March 2, we're going to be launching into a new season of Vision Sunday with fresh vision for what we're believing for. That by faith, this next year, from March the 2nd, this next year, we're believing for some big things. We're going to be bringing specific dreams that we believe that by faith and action, God will be made seen in our midst and the promises will come to pass. We're going to be talking very specific on March 2nd about the things we're believing for. And it will cause us to be excited, inspired, and stretched. But I'm believing as we band together that God will come and make Himself known. Living by faith, living with confidence, living with assurance that God's promises, even though they're unseen now, will be seen. Now, just as we come to an end this morning, I'm going to do two things. It would be wrong of me just to move on for this moment. It's like, let's go have some coffee. You know, if you don't know Jesus, the reason I can talk about having faith and confidence that I'm known by Him, that I'm set free from the grip of sin, that my past no longer has a hold on me, is because I know Jesus personally. And there are many people in this room who have made the decision to accept Christ, made the decision to follow Him, surrender their old life, be forgiven of their sin, made whole, made righteous. And I just want to give the room the opportunity that if you haven't done that, to give you the opportunity to accept Christ, accept forgiveness of sins, be known by God the Father. If you're online, this is for you as well. Maybe we can just close our eyes for just a moment. You know, God sent Jesus to be the Savior of the world. When I say the Savior of the world, to become the Savior of people, to restore people back to God the Father. Jesus came to earth, walked without sin, went to the cross, was buried, rose again on the third day from the power of God raising Him so that our sins could be forgiven through His sacrifice. Just with every eye closed, every head bowed, if you want to accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior, on the count of three, I'm going to give you the opportunity to put your hand up. You can put it back down straight away afterwards. But this is a moment for you to say, yes, I want that salvation through Jesus. On the count of three, if that's you. One, two, three. Awesome. Thank you. Anyone else this morning say, yeah, I want that salvation. I want to be known by God the Father. I want to accept the forgiveness that Jesus has for me to be restored, be known as a son or a daughter of God. Anyone else this morning say, yeah, I want that too. I want to be known. I don't want to walk this journey by myself anymore. I've tried to fill my life up with so many things to achieve wholeness. Let me tell you, friend, only Jesus will bring the wholeness that your heart is longing for. Anyone else this morning? If you're online, this is your moment to respond as well. We're going to pray a prayer this morning. Just as our eyes are still closed, we're going to pray a prayer. It's a prayer of salvation. And the Bible says that if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's a biblical promise that God has for you. Won't you join me in praying this prayer of salvation? Repeat after me. Dear God, all of us nice and loud. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus. I declare that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that you raised him. From this day on, I choose to follow you. Forgive me of my sin. I receive your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.